Hey everybody, this is Stully Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and I think today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about something we consider fun, although we have fun doing this.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So I think it's all fun. That being said, I think this is important and in a topic that is kind of fun. And the reason it's fun is because we're talking about people's personalities at the end of the day. So Stelly, you started it by saying, let's talk about how to be humble once you've, I guess, made it, right?
Yeah, staying humble as you're succeeding. That's the way I phrased
succeeding.
It.
Succeeding. Okay, so there's one. This is why it's about personalities, right? Like for me, I'm never succeeding. Other people might think that, but I don't. For me, I don't think I've ever made it. I don't think I ever will make it. And so that already makes me feel like crap every day. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm really kidding. But like at the end of the day, like if you feel like you made it, if you feel like you're a success, for my personality type, that would make me retire. And so I can't do that to myself. I can't feel successful in the way other people might need to. It doesn't drive me. What drives me is the fact that there's still problems to solve, whether it's in my life, in my work, in the world, whatever. And if there's problems, great. But if I think I'm successful, that means I've solved all the problems I want to solve. And then I'm done. I'm good. Like, I'll chill out. So this is why I'm saying it's personality based, because to me, what keeps me humble, if I were to just look at myself and self-reflect, is the fact that I think there is a infinite amount of self-improvement I would like to achieve for myself. There is an infinite amount of problems in the world, in my life, around with the people I know. And really, it's problems for me. This is what drives me, that I feel like I can have a more than marginal impact on. I can have a tremendous impact on. That's what drives me. And that's what keeps me honest with myself. That's what keeps reminding me that I suck, but not in a way like that's unproductive or demotivating, in a way where I'm like, crap, I can do so much more. I can solve so many more problems. I can help so many more people, or I can help myself so much more. And that's what drives me. Just to give you a personal anecdote, I am sure it's a little different for you, if not a lot different. So I'd love to hear your take, and then I'm sure we can get into some deeper stuff.
Yeah, so everything you said makes perfect sense to me, right? I don't disagree with it. Feeling successful is something that I'm not sure I ever felt. I might have had moments, very fleeting moments, but I've never felt like successful in the sense of like it's like a destination that I've arrived at. Here's where I live, or my home is now feeling successful. I don't have that. I think the thing that I really wanted to zero in on and that I think is interesting, or I wanted to dissect a little bit with you, is like, maybe it's not even staying humble as you're succeeding, although that's one part of it. The other part of it is maybe staying humble as you get, I don't know, as your ego is being targeted or as you're getting public recognition or praise. I posted this recently where one thing I do before every keynote that I give is I always ask people to raise their hand if they have no fucking idea who I am, right? And it usually is the majority of the room that raises their hand. Even in rooms or conferences or places where I'm, you know, some people will tell me I'm quite well known, and before I get on stage, I have to take selfies with people, and people want me to sign a book, and people tell me how amazing I am. Like, I'm being showered all day long with like how famous I am, and they get on stage, and I ask this question, and like 70% of the room raises their hand, and like, we don't fucking know who you are. And I always make this joke that, you know, I always thank the audience and look a little defeated and go, this is really important for my ego, so it's thank you for raising your hand, right? But it's, to me, it's a good reminder. It's a little bit of a joke to make people, you know, if you make fun of yourself, that's typically a good intro to make people feel like, all right, maybe this dude is all right. But it's also a good reminder for myself of like, yeah, nobody fucking knows who you are. Nobody cares. And that's totally cool. And I've been in some rooms sometimes where I also do this with you, right? So I'll show a screen with a Startup Chat. I'll be like, talk a little bit about Closeout. And I'm like, oh, I also have a podcast with Heaton Shaw and da, da, da. And then sometimes if it's in a room where I'm like convinced more people should know you than know me, I go, who knows this handsome fella? Just raise your hand if you know him or if you don't know him, right? And then I'll make some fun around that. But I posted that's the way I start every keynote. And one of the reasons is stay humble, keep your ego in check. And I really like this quote or the saying of like, you're never as good as people say you are. You're never as bad as people say you are. And I know.
Me too.
So I know, I get an insane amount of praise every day in my inbox, right? People send me really nice things daily. And if I'm out and about once in a while, I'll get a lot of praise in person as well. So that I'm being quite frequently showered with compliments. I know it's the same thing for you. I know I don't feel a thing when I read these things. I really appreciate that people feel like they learned something. I really try to take time to answer and be helpful and useful, but I don't feel a dopamine rush. I don't feel great about myself. I literally feel pretty numb reading these things. It's like, oh, Stella, you're the greatest person ever. Like, I feel zero. Like, I just keep reading, try to understand what to respond or how to help here and how to move on. And I know that a lot of people, as they are getting more successful or as they get more public recognition and praise, that you know, the targeting of their ego, maybe their defense mechanism is not as good as ours, so their egos grow, and that then leads to a lot of, I think, negative effects. So I really wanted to just talk about what you and I mean, maybe we're not even humble, but what we do to try to practice staying humble. I try to be humble. I try to practice it. I don't really think about it too much, but it's just an interesting topic to me of like, some people, as they succeed, they become this huge head, and they're really full of themselves, and many people don't. What's the difference?
So I think staying humble, when I hear that, it always reminds me of like, stay humble, stay foolish.
Foolish, yeah.
Yeah, from Steve Jobs. Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. It's like, look, whatever you, like, he had another thing that I heard from a friend of mine who worked with him, where he would say, what's next? And really like emphasize like whatever we're doing today, there's more we can do. There's more we will do. What's the next thing we're going to do? So I'm sure after the iPhone launch, he's like, what's next? Right. After the iPad launch, what's next? And that drive, that insistence, that ability, that motivation comes from being humble, being able to be humbled, right? Being able to look at the world in such a way where like, yeah, I it doesn't matter if I'm the best today or not. What matters is I'm doing my best. What matters is that I can learn from everybody and everything around me. So I think the whole idea and why we in startup land, you know, or business in the business world, like really worry about being humble and all that. It isn't about like, you know, all of a sudden you have money and you buy 10 cars, right? No, it's not about that. Fine. Like if you're into cars, go buy 10 cars, like have fun. Just don't speed like me. And you know, like, but like, it's not about that. It's not about even, honestly, it's truly not even about people changing when they make money or get successful or anything. Although like sometimes it's a shame to see that if your friend changes for, you know, the worst in your opinion, when they make money or get successful or whatever, cause that can happen. It actually just brings out their personality more, to be honest. It's really about this idea of like, if you're humble, then you will be willing to learn. If you stop being humble or feel like, you know, you're a success or whatever, your ability to learn is completely hampered because you think you know it all. So I guess for me, when I think about this, it's really about making sure that I don't have that mentality of being a know-it-all. I don't shut down myself from learning from others or learning from my mistakes or being open to looking at something great someone else did and learning from it instead of ignoring it or thinking they're wrong. Or having this allergic reaction to it, like, oh, I didn't come up with it, so it must be wrong, right? Those are the kind of things that, you know, I think about when I think about this topic of being humble and what it means to me.
Yeah, I love that. I think this is one of the topics, that's why we said, that's why we had like, a funny and funky intro. It's not a resolution. There's not like a 10-step tip program or template or strategy. It's just, it's interesting to me, to see how, you know, how I respond to some of those things and some people, friends of mine, certainly you, and to see then other people that seem to respond or react very differently to success or praise or public recognition. I'm like, huh, what's the difference here and why? And I completely agree with you on the, you know, if you're not humble, it's very hard to learn and grow, right? Because you feel like you are a finished product or you have arrived somewhere. Or even if you feel super successful, like you're amazing, that feels like a state of attachment, right? That's something I assume you would want to hold on to and you wouldn't want anything to change anymore, right? And then if you can't change, or if you don't want things to change, now again, you're in a troubled place, right? Because the world is changing. You are changing. Things will be changing. You can't hold on to anything. So I don't know. For me, I'm not even sure if it comes from this place of like, I always want to keep learning, although that's definitely true. I think for me, it just comes from a place of like, I don't know. I just, you know, I think I've eaten too much shit. I've had too much failure and success. You know, I had success very early and then a lot of failure right after. I think that was a very healthy thing from my ego and my mind and spirit. So I'm just like, it's very hard for me to be full of myself. And I'm just like, no matter who it is, we're all full of shit. And it's just, we all just should be trying to do better.